Don't even get me started. I am hashtag betrayed.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
He's saying sweater weather.
It's simple.
I don't like it.
It's got Frank Sinatra in the soundtrack.
Baby. David, don't be.
Baby.
Don't be a disgruntled pelican.
I don't even know who Heidi Klum is.
Back to Late Night Talking. This is our fourth episode, a very special episode, because this is our Halloween episode.
Woo-hoo!
How exciting.
Get excited.
As always, I'm Alyssa.
I'm Lydia.
I'm Peyton.
And we're going to do our podcast because it's our podcast and we don't care what you have to say. Anyway.
Podcast?
Podcast?
Sorry. I said podcast. No, I think you may have said podcast.
I said maybe. Anyway, do you want to get right into it? There's
Can
a lot.
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Everyone?
Or your Shirley Temple!
What kind of transition was that?
I just saw it in here and I was like, or Shirley Temple.
Let's get right into it. Lydia,
we're gonna jump right into the nightcap. Grab your coffee or your Shirley Temple, as Peyton said. And
I say that.
Okay.
And let's recap this weekend.
No, go.
So, surprisingly, no cheating scandals happened this week.
Thank God. Took a long time.
But there is some recurring things. From last year, we talked about Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
From last year?
It's been a whole year.
It's been a whole year since that happened. I met last week. We talked about Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez and the drama surrounding that. And there's some more drama, or
not
supposed
drama.
Drama, some good drama that's happening around that. Peyton, take it away.
So that's Lydia.
Lydia, take it away.
I didn't write that.
Lydia, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so, you know, last week we talked about how Hailey Bieber was on Call Her Daddy, and she said, like, you know, I was never with him, Justin Bieber, when, you know, him and Selena were together. And so this week we saw they were together at the Academy Museum Gala.
Who is they?
Sorry. Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez pictured together, and they were all like cute and stuff.
Oh, how cute.
Can you imagine for them if it's a PR stunt and they were like, you're a fucking bitch.
Like behind the scenes, they were fighting the whole time. Then they're like, all right, the camera's out. And they're like, perfect
she, like,
pose.
Has like a nail or something in her back. Like, smile, I tell you.
No, but that was really cute of them. I love that they took a picture, especially after the whole Hailey Bieber Call Her Daddy, like, going on the podcast and just kind of like letting it, being like, this is it. Like, we're friends and that's it. Like, that's all you can talk about now. Just,
they looked beautiful. Yeah. They both looked great. They looked really happy in the picture. So if it's like publicity stunt.
They did a good job. They fooled us.
Great actresses.
So, yeah. So that's a little recap of that, which is, I think, some good news to start off our podcast. It's no longer cheating and all that icky
stuff.
I'll
just wait till next week.
I know, next week is a new week, and we never know what's going to happen. But me and Peyton watched some movies over the weekend. Peyton, what movie did you watch?
Dun, dun, dun! Halloween Ends.
Whoop, whoop.
Should have never been another movie.
I should have been the first one, and that was it.
It was stupid.
Really? You didn't like it?
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't watched the movie
yet. If you haven't watched the movie.
I was going to say, I don't even know what it's about.
They're all the same thing. It's Michael Myers just killing more people.
Oh.
No.
It's not about Michael Myers?
Mm-mm. They add in another character, and they, like, tag team and, like, kill people together.
What?
Right? They bring in a new character.
Isn't Halloween about Michael Myers?
Well, he's old, so, like, you're going to think, like, this kid's coming in, he's going to help him, but no.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, which was so stupid. Like, just keep it the same. You didn't have to change it. It was good.
Was Jamie Lee Curtis still in it?
Of course.
Ugh,
she's
love her.
So
she's
so
cute.
She killed Michael Myers, so he's no longer alive.
Oh, my gosh. Like, are you kidding? Actually, so, like, this is the final one. So Halloween ends. It's finally ending. Wow, look at that. A little spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Go see it. We spoiled it, but still, go
or
see
not.
It.
You could wait till it comes out on like HBO or something. But
well, on a lighter note, I watched Beetlejuice, which is a great movie. Michael Keaton in it kills it.
Woo!
Gina Davis kills it.
Winona Ryder!
Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder. What?
Ryder?
What? Winona, as you will, was amazing in it. Catherine O'Hara, amazing in it. I looked at my mom when I was watching it. I was like, Catherine O'Hara is just absolutely amazing.
You should watch Schitt's Creek.
Like, I should. I love Catherine O'Hara. She's such a cutie.
Perfect in it. Like, oh my gosh, she's the baby. David, don't be a disgruntled pelican. Oh, it's so good.
But
so good.
You haven't seen Beetlejuice? Perfect movie. Kind of a family-friendly movie to watch this Halloween season. It's perfect. It's cute. It's got Harry Belafonte. Deo. It's got all that fun jazz. It's got, you know, dead people. But, you know, we love it anyway. Yeah.
Shake, Sonora. Shake your body line.
My favorite moment of the whole movie is when the one lady, their caseworker, is smoking a cigarette and the smoke comes out of her neck because she slit her neck. It's so funny and stupid and gross.
I don't remember that.
No, she like, so basically she like killed herself by slitting her neck. This is getting deep. But when she smokes her cigarette, when she's talking, when she's talking to like, Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin, she's like smoking a cigarette and the smoke comes out of her neck. And I think it's hilarious.
I like the part where Beetlejuice is in like the doctor's office or whatever.
Oh, at the end.
And the little.
Keep going.
And then the guy with the like really tiny small head and a big body.
It's a good movie. It's such a cute movie. I know, it's that season. It's cold out today. It's a chilly fall day. It felt like it went from 70 degrees to like snowing.
Literally, there was a chance of snow earlier.
That's crazy. It's
apparently gone.
We're in Indiana. That shouldn't happen. We're in southern Indiana.
It's Indiana. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't live in Indiana, but
the weirdest
Michigan is bipolar.
It really is.
That's Michigan.
Tomorrow's going to be 80 degrees and we're going to be like,
we're going to be like sweating. We're going to be like, great. This is exactly what we wanted. I like the cold weather. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like hot weather. I'm more of a winter fall kind of person.
You can always add more layers.
But you can never take off.
There's only so many you can take off before you're just a pedophile. I mean,
I've never heard that. That got me off guard.
What the heck? I like 70s.
I like 60s.
Maybe not a pedophile. Hold on. Back
just
up.
Cut that
a
out.
A pervert. That's what I meant to say. Hold on. Let me redo. There's only so many layers you can take off. Nope. Hold on. Wait. Okay. You can always add more layers. There's only so many layers you can take off before you're a pervert.
There we go. That was great. You killed it. Anyway, this week.
Sorry. Cut that out.
On sad news.
This week, we lost some really great actresses and actors this week. First of all, Angela Lansbury died at the age of, I think it was 97.
Tale as old as time.
Yes.
Stop.
Wait.
Song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast.
She was 96. Such a cutie. She was Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. She was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, which you haven't seen. Great movie. It's from the 70s. You should watch it. She was in Murder, She Wrote. Just some really good stuff. She was in Blue Hawaii with Elvis.
Oh.
Just a lot of good stuff. Great actress, great singer. Just overall such a cutie. And it's very sad that we lost her, but I'm glad that we still got all her movies to cherish her and watch over and over again her legacy. So we're very happy about that, but very sad about her passing. Another person that passed away this week, too.
Robbie Coltrane, a.k.a. Hagrid.
That one's sad.
He was only 72.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And I don't think they've released why he died or how he died. Like, they said he was kind of sick for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it was peaceful. You know, he was just beloved by so many people. Harry Potter is definitely one of my comfort movies, especially mm-hmm. in the fall.
You make that your whole personality.
Yeah, I do. My AirPods Potter. Case is literally...
Butterbeer.
Actually, I've never had butterbeer.
Really? When I was at home,
When
I was at home, someone got a cold brew, like coffee that was butterbeer.
I remember that
and I
whole
was like,
thing.
What?
No, but he, I don't know. I just feel like he touched the lives of a lot of people. And in Harry Potter, he was a really important character. Did you guys watch the reunion?
No, I didn't. But he was always my favorite character in the movies. I loved Hagrid.
Yeah. So in the reunion, you know, they brought all the actors and actresses together, and people are reposting on TikTok all over the place. Mm-hmm. But he, in the reunion, says, you know, my kids grew up in the generation where we were making these movies, and mm-hmm. they'll show it to their kids. And so kids will be watching these movies for 50 years. You know, I'll be long gone, unfortunately, but Hagrid will still be here. And I was
like, so cute.
Turn the lights off. That is so sad.
Oh, that's sad, but cute. No, I think that's the great thing about movies is these people legacies are staying alive with movies, and just this sense of like Hagrid will forever be, you know, a person who'll forever be like solidified in time and that people can go back and enjoy. Like, we can show our kids Harry Potter and show them like how much we love it.
I loved him as a person, as an actor, and so he'll be forever missed along with Angela Lansbury, of course.
I know, two cuties, very sad, but going along for this nightly recap. Rex Orange County.
Whew. Don't even get me started. I am hashtag betrayed.
Everybody hashtag right now. Hashtag betrayed. With a capital B.
But actually, though, What was he thinking?
I don't even really know. I just know it was 6 counts, but I'm not sure, like...
6 counts of sexual assault.
You can't deny that.
So he...
Live up to it.
He canceled his tour because he has to work through some things.
Oh, well, that's right there. And you're guilty.
Well, because he has to go to court.
Yeah, he's going to court in, like, January.
So he said his publicist released that he was shocked when he heard the news. He denies it and that he's excited to, like, I don't know, clear his name in court.
But 6 counts?
If it's 6...
Like, that's a lot for him being shocked about it. But 6?
And it was in... What was it, in a cab? It happened like
one of them.
Yeah, it was like different places, but his music, well, was good. Can't support it anymore.
I guess this kind of opens up a conversation. Can you guys separate the music from the artist?
No,
you can't.
No,
I think it depends. Like this, no, but like I don't know. Maybe I can't.
R. Kelly, Ignition, great song, but
it's so remixed to Ignition.
That's like Chris Brown.
I don't even like. Mm-mm. I don't like Chris Brown.
What he did to Rihanna? Mm-mm. You can't do that. It to certainly Bad Girl depends. Riri.
And I think it also is kind of a time thing, too, because if you look back in the 60s and 70s, if you couldn't separate it, then you're not going to be able to listen to anybody. Everyone did messed up stuff back then, right?
What?
No, music from the 60s and 70s. Everyone did messed up stuff back then. Not
Jerry Lee Lewis.
He married his cousin.
But people still listen to Great Balls of Fire.
But that opens up the conversation of, do they know? Because
I didn't know a thing.
Didn't, yeah, she didn't know.
Until our professor... told us what happened. I had no clue.
Like, most people don't realize that with Jerry Lee Lewis that he married his cousin, because I think it's kind of been forgotten as the generations went on, and a lot of us are listening to it because of Top Gun Maverick and Top Gun when we're listening back to the song. But I think it's, sadly, it kind of gets pushed away as time goes on. And I think that might be what will happen to Rex Orange County, is that as time goes on, people are going to forget about this and still listen, so.
I don't really like him.
I don't like him either. Lydia, on the other hand.
Put it there!
Boom! Lydia, thoughts?
Mic drop.
I loved Rex Orange County. I had a little funeral for him. I did love him. I thought he was just sweet. He was fun. He had an interesting voice. Mm-hmm. He just made me sad. I just can't believe it. I saw the news and I was like, are you kidding me?
T.
Anyway.
On a lighter note, because topics we were talking about.
He doesn't deserve a single... second of thought anymore.
No. Let's go on to someone that does.
Yes.
Megan the Stallion.
Megan the Stallion.
I love her. She's great. We said we were talking about her last week. We're talking about her now.
What?
I don't know what you just said.
Her song where she goes, num, 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 eat it up. You don't know that? Okay. There's part of a song, the lyrics, she just goes, num, 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 eat it up.
Love her. She hosted SNL this week. She was the host and the musical guest, which amazing for her. She did great from what I saw on like TikTok when I was like looking through it. All her skits were very funny. I thought that she did a great job. Her performance was amazing, as always. She always kills it. She knows how to give a great performance.
She made a statement too.
Yeah. I did see that. She was wearing, what were...
It was, I don't know about the backup dancers, but she was wearing kind of a Miss America sash that said Miss Anxiety. And I thought that was just an interesting take, because you don't usually see strong rappers, let alone female rappers, talking about stuff like that. I mean, they talk about serious stuff, but not always mental health. But I think she did it.
But actually, in 2020, Megan Thee Stallion was the musical guest for SNL. And in it, her performance was to the song Savage. And the whole time, she was kind of representing Black women and how strong they are and how, like, beautiful they are and just how, like, amazing they are. And I think it's interesting that she, in 2022, is still bringing that theme of, like, showing that, you know, people are beautiful and that she's representing people and trying to make a statement with her SNL performances. And I think that's just something amazing. That's another reason to add to the many reasons of why I love Megan Thee Stallion. I think she just is a great person. She's cool. She went to college, which a lot of people don't.
She
go to college anymore. She went to college because she said she would do it for her mom. She would graduate college for her mom. And I think that's just so beautiful. I think she's an amazing role model, especially in the rap community and rap game right
now.
For
sure. Yeah, I think it's really interesting that I remember watching her on SNL. Was that, you say, back in 2020?
Yeah.
I remember watching that, and I guess I didn't necessarily connect that the two, she was kind of making a statement in both. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
She has a bachelor's degree in health administration.
And she's so confident.
She is.
How do you get that confident?
Ah, no.
Be real.
We gotta be real.
Time to be real.
Are you looking at me?
We gotta live be real.
Still keep talking while we do it.
Now I feel like I have to get a be real.
You really
do. It's so fun.
I should get it. Anyway, This might be my project for tonight, is getting a B-reel. Anyway.
It's kind of fun. You only post one time a day.
Yeah, it's not complicated. And it makes complicated.
You be real.
You're being real. So, on a lighter note, talking about Billie Eilish and
Jesse Rutherford
are dating. I can't believe this. I don't know who he is.
Sweater weather. He's saying sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Yeah, it's by the neighborhood. He's the mayor. Oh, he's the singer.
He's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the tea is.
Oh, in my hand. I hate the beach.
Can you stop?
But I stay.
Cut it out.
He's 31. She's 20. How do you feel?
Imagine. I feel about that.
Like, what That's on earth? Gross. Why are you attracted to a 20-year-old? That is just weird.
Let me just give you perspective. When she was 10, he was 21.
That is disgusting.
When she was 0, he was 11.
Yes.
He was already through preschool.
That's crazy.
Ew.
It just feels weird. Like, I know I 11 know. People will be like, "Oh, it's only 11 years," but it's like,
no, that's a lot.
That's kind of weird.
Graduating high school when she started first grade.
That's weird.
Right?
That's
let me think about my math, cuz if he was 18, she would be 7, ew, right?
That's just so weird. That's weird. It's weird to me.
Love Billie Eilish. Don't love that. That's kind of weird.
She's awesome. Some people, I think, are mad because he was in a relationship, like a really long relationship with this, I don't know.
Googling on the spot.
Her name was Devin. I'm not really sure anything more about that, but they were together for like a really hot mm-hmm. minute, and then they broke up like last year.
Ooh, so it's kind of recent. Yeah. Well. That's crazy.
That's too bad. I really love Billie Eilish. I think she's really
Do you know she doesn't talented. Like coffee? She despises what? Coffee. I was watching an interview with her. She was in Australia and she's like, "I hate coffee."
Is she a tea girl?
No, she doesn't like tea. She doesn't like she just doesn't I don't know.
Does she just not do caffeine?
She doesn't do caffeine. Isn't that crazy? I don't know. That's a little sketchy on Billie Eilish's part.
I'm not
she doesn't
to sound
like coffee.
Basic or anything, but I can't live without coffee.
She's like, "I don't understand it." Well, I don't know how the interview went, but it was pretty funny. But I was like, Billie Eilish doesn't drink coffee? Something. I was like, she's dancing around on that stage. She's got to be energized.
Okay, so I did a Google search. Quick little search in Google. Mm-hmm. They broke up in 2021 and were together for 6 years.
Ooh.
Wow.
They sparked rumors in sketchy. November 2021, that they broke up.
Oh, November 21.
Oh, that's so it's been recent. I just think that's weird. If you're together for 6 years and you're already with someone new by a year, that's
a little suspicious.
A little sketchy,
not going to lie.
That's like Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens.
That's
9 years.
That's
and he's
crazy.
Already with Kia Gerber.
That is crazy.
I didn't realize they were together for 9 years.
Weren't they engaged too?
And she was with pre Austin Butler, pre Elvis.
Yeah, when he was
Austin.
In Austin Ellie.
Or what was it?
What was it? Oh, it was like Mom, Don't Tell. Or what was it?
He was on iCarly too, right? And he couldn't.
He
sing.
Was. He was. He was also in The Carrie Diaries. Great in that. He was in Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure. He was in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Pause. He's going to be in Dune Part 2.
I didn't know that.
It's going to be him and Florence Pugh and Timothée Chalamet.
Pew, pew.
They're all in that
and
cast.
And Zendaya.
Talk he was about in Aliens in the Attic. Do you guys remember that movie? It scared me.
I've never seen it.
It's about
never
aliens seen it. In the attic.
Oh, well.
Yeah, sounds
it's Ashley Tisdale.
Next.
Oh, my God. Scary movie. Anyway, don't watch that. If you want a scary movie for this fabulous Halloween season, watch that. It's scary. It's not actually scary, but 10-year-old me, terrified. So was Monster House. I hated that movie. The like house
I love that
breathing.
Movie.
No!
Anyway.
I love Steve Buscemi.
Anyway.
Anyway, I could go on about
on
this.
On lighter notes, Halloween costumes.
Halloween! Whoop, whoop. We love Halloween in this household.
We're going to walk you through the do's and don'ts of costumes because there are do's and don'ts and you should not do the don'ts.
Don't do the don'ts. Do the do's.
Do the do's.
Do
don't
do.
Do the don'ts.
Do the do's.
That's worse than hot chalky.
Yeah, but you're saying do the do's, so I
that
just
was so
like,
funny.
Do-do.
Hot
anyway.
Chalky.
Chocolate mocky.
You go, hockey chalky.
Anyway,
so we're going to run you through the do's and the don'ts of Halloween costumes, because there are some do's and don'ts that you should follow. A do is do your favorite, movie character. If you're feeling like...
For do not, obviously, don't cultural appropriate.
No.
That should be obvious,
your
right?
Culture, don't
for
do
some
it.
People, but
it's 2022. Just don't be dumb.
Just kind of use your best judgment on what to wear, and
don't be weird either. Don't be like a sexy nun. Like, why?
Oh, she's heated
Can
about
I
this one.
Can I also say I don't really like it when they make like children costumes?
Yeah, that's not. If it's like a little Girl Scout, I'm like,
it feels weird to me. It just feels a little icky.
It also feels icky. Like, why are you being a Girl Scout? That's you're sexualizing a child.
Yeah. Some good costumes.
Disco.
Yeah. Ours. Disco girls. Go-go girls.
Being go-go girls.
How fun. I was a cat for boxer. Like 6 years.
A what?
A boxer.
Yeah, you know, that's a easy. A boxer. Yeah.
Lifeguard. Honestly, I feel like be comfy.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfy.
What'd you do last year?
Do 13 going on 30. Jenna Rink. Great one. Be a movie character. What did you do
be
last
a frat
year?
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
All if else you're a girl, fails.
Write a name tag. Chad. Boom.
Boxers. Okay, yeah. We're going out. I bought this Breakfast at Tiffany's costume, Audrey Hepburn, which I liked, but if I'm going out...
You want to be comfy.
I wanted to be comfy, and also it was a really pretty costume. I didn't want it to get gross. So, throw on a pair of boxers, throw on a hoodie, backwards hat, Air Forces, tall socks, name tag that says Chad, Brad, or Thad, you're set.
Or?
Frat guy. Sunglasses just frat guy. Too.
Fairies, always a good idea. Scooby-Doo,
but when I think fairies, always I a think good of idea. Tinkerbell.
Well, no, do like Winx Club. You know, be a little.
Ooh, that's better. Funner. That is better.
Clueless. Share from Clueless.
That'd be a good one.
You know.
Don't do the COVID-19 pandemic. No. Don't do anything don't do with that.
Who did that?
Well, if you look up a list of do nots for Halloween, it comes up on Google, the COVID-19 pandemic.
That is messed up. What the? How do you dress up like COVID?
You just wear a mask and you say, I'm COVID.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's stupid. That's not even clever.
You know, a bumblebee. That's fun.
The bees from Minecraft. They're so cute.
You can be a minion. I was a minion in fifth grade. Insert picture.
Or as Alyssa said, we could be different types of Shrek.
Yeah. No. We could be Mike. We could be Mike Myers. Dress up as different versions of Mike Myers.
That's funny. You could do like different.
Mike Myers. So you could be Shrek. You could be Austin Powers. Wayne's World. You could be the Cat in the Hat. You could be him from So I Married an Axe Murderer, which probably no one has seen, but I've seen, and it's a really good movie.
Anyways.
So anyway, you could be Austin Powers. You could be a fembot. You could be Dr. Evil, Mr. Evil, whatever his name is.
Dr. Evil.
You could be literally, go as Austin Powers. That's what I'm still.
Mini me.
We should be. Mini me. We could have a mini. Who do you could be mini me?
Austin Powers. You've come to my lair.
Anyway. So yeah, just. Use your best judgment when it comes to Halloween costumes.
That gave me the chills.
Mini me.
Stop it.
$1 million.
Stop the baby.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shag you now. Shag you later.
Felicity Shagwell.
Next.
You know, just do what you think is best and think what your friends would think is best. See, be like, think when you're thinking about your costumes, be like, would my mom approve of this? And there you go. There's your answer.
No, even better. Would my grandma approve of this? Because if Nancy would my doesn't grandma, like it.
Yeah. Got it out. Got to kick
I'm
it
not doing
out.
It.
Speaking of movies, my perfect fall movie for this week is Hocus Pocus, since it's Halloween, and Scream. You should watch it.
And When Harry Met Sally.
And When Harry Met Sally, because that's always a choice, because we love When Harry Met Sally in this household. It's an hour and 30 minutes. It's simple.
I don't like it.
It's got Frank Sinatra in the soundtrack. The movies you should watch this week for Halloween is Hocus Pocus and Scream. Love Scream. Great movie. I think it's one of my favorite horror movies, I think, of the modern age. Love it. It's classic. It's perfect. What we did this weekend. Let's go into that.
Yeah, this weekend was fall break.
Boop, boop.
We all went home.
Boop, boop.
So we each had different experiences.
So my weekend was great. Got to see my grandma. Got to see my dad. Got to see my mom. Got to see the other cat. She was not having it because Woody was home, which, context, is my cat. And yeah, and I drove home this morning. I was half tired.
What is a cider life. Mill?
It's a place where they make cider. Do you know they have cider mills in Florida?
Florida.
Lydia, what did you do this fall break?
Well, I got to see my parents, which is great. Grandparents, great. Aunts, great. All that good stuff. Honestly, it was just really relaxing. Last week, I got 11 hours of sleep total. And so I slept a lot. I slept really well. Got work done. Just had a relaxing little weekend. It was good to be back home. I love Auburn. All that good stuff. I will say, my new show I've been binging, which I'm obsessed with, is Dairy Girls. Very funny. Go watch it. They are absolutely hilarious. It's about like 1990s Catholic versus Protestant conflict in Ireland. And it follows these girls that are 16 in high school. And they're like troublemakers, obviously. And they're always running around together causing mischief. And it's just a lot of fun. So if you guys need a good recommendation for a show, go watch it. It's really great. And it's only 20-minute episodes. 6 episodes per season-ish, give or take. So it's really doable to watch all at once, honestly, one sitting, if you're like me. What'd you do this weekend, Peyton?
I went home, saw my family. Nancy made me chicken and noodles!
Yay!
Woo!
You know what they say, grandmas make the best food, and I'm going to say it.
Because they got so many years of practicing
it. No, Nancy will beat everyone and their grandma. She's great. She's a great cook.
Anyways. Well, it sounds like we all had a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was nice to be home.
We hope
relax.
Everybody listening had a fabulous weekend too, because that's always great. And this weekend's gonna be great also.
Yay! I know, it's Halloween.
Woo! We love Halloween.
Speaking of Halloween, we got some Halloween themed trivia.
Woo! Woo!
I'm not ready.
You're gonna kill it.
Wait, sound like a ghost.
Woo! Trivia. Anyway, so first question, let's get right into it. I believe in you guys. We've talked about a lot of, like, my questions already, so I believe in you guys.
Good luck, Peyton.
Good luck.
Just kidding.
First one, Peyton, you should get this. I'd be very disappointed if you didn't get this
one. I'm not going to get it.
What movie does the infamous serial killer Michael Myers belong to?
Halloween.
Yes, it's Halloween, so Peyton's one. Lydia,
you've never seen
zero.
Them at
Have
all?
You ever seen Halloween?
I knew it was Halloween.
Then why didn't
you answer?
I don't know. You said it first. I just was looking at you. I've never seen this before. I've never seen it, but
I've never seen Halloween.
I haven't, but I knew it was Mike Myers.
They're not good, actually.
The first one's good.
Okay.
The other ones.
Mm. You know, they first started in like the 70s. Yeah. When they first, and you think that's good?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
He's had a kid. No, that's Jason. Just kidding. Ignore what I said about all of that. That is Jason.
Second question. This one's also movie-based. In which movie was a flushing toilet was seen for the first time in Hollywood history? I'll give you a hint.
Psycho.
One and one. Crazy. Look at that.
Look at us.
Kind of killing it.
I was like, what are you talking about, a toilet?
Great movie. It makes me laugh. That movie is hilarious. Third question. In the movie Scream, what wedding singer and Firestarter actress was the first to get killed by Ghostface?
Oh, wait. Drew Barrymore.
Can I be honest? I've never seen Scream. I just know she's in it. I just know that clip where she's on the phone.
But she's like, you like scary movies? Yeah, so it's 2-1. So Lydia is in the lead. But I believe that Peyton will bring it out this time. This one's a little harder. Question number 4. What America's Got Talent judge is known for her outrageous and extreme Halloween costumes, which include her as Michael Jackson from the Thriller video, Fiona from Shrek, and Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, crap. I know this. Oh, it's... Oh, no.
Who can Google it faster?
Wait, what is it?
Look up Fiona from
Heidi
Shrek
Klum.
Costume.
I don't even know who Heidi Klum is.
She's,
She's the blonde one.
She's German. Yes, so she has done Michael Jackson from the Thriller video, Fiona from Shrek, and
That's
Jessica Rabbit.
So
she killed her costumes. Look them up right now.
Ugh.
Amazing. She kills it. But last question, final one. There are 6 films that are the only horror movies to ever compete for an Oscar. Name at least one.
The Visit.
Nope.
Get
can't
out.
Look it up.
Get out. Yeah.
That was stupid.
She guessed it. The 6 are The Exorcist, Jaws, Silence of the Lambs, The Sixth Sense, Black Swan, and Get Out. But good job. You guys did good. I hope the listeners, you as the listener,
got some. You need to start making dumb ones for me.
Okay.
I don't know who Heidi Klum is. Didn't know she was America's Got. I don't even know what it is. America's Got Talent.
We hope that you enjoyed listening to the trivia. Hope you got some. Have a good Halloween. There's some fun trivia for your Halloween. Yeah. Peyton, what keeps you up at night?
Bedtime stories, Peyton.
What keeps me up at night?
Yeah. I wanna know.
Last night, actually. Lydia kept me up last
night. Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm ready for it. I wasn't here, so I'm excited to know.
She goes, I'm gonna go to the print lab. She goes to the dark room.
She does
her thing. 5 hours. Takes her
five hours.
She left at 5. Got done at 10:30. And I was like, wait,
she's Louise.
And she calls me. I'm gonna see my boyfriend for a little bit. And after that, you wanna go to Dunkin'? Waiting for her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by myself. I'm kind of scared. You know,
I'm by myself. Yeah.
Waiting for her. You're not here.
Yeah.
I kept blowing her phone
Woody's
up like,
not
when
there.
Is Alyssa coming?
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't call me until 12:45.
That's when I was getting home. I left at 12:30. Put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to bed.
Oh, you hit her with the double whammy.
No, she didn't even pick up.
The neighbor upstairs, they're playing like...
They were listening to like 2000s bops one night. And I was like, if you're going to sing Lizzie McGuire, just let her sing.
What's the stuff that it's like, oh, they're like playing like electronic.
Rasputin, lover of the...
It was bumping. And it was not good. All I hear is... And I'm like, oh, you need to turn that off. It is 11. I'm about to freak out.
Techno.
That's
yeah, they're kind of crazy up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. The guy,
why
is he always stomping? Speaking of music and great techno music, not really. Let's go into some good music now. Lydia, What's your album and song of the week? We're ready to know.
Welcome back to my favorite album and song of the week, where I'm going to tell you what I've been listening to. So to start, my song of the week.
I'm excited.
Yep. It's, again, my two are really different. This week, it's The Long Way Around, Dixie Chicks, which are now The Chicks. They have rebranded themselves, The Chicks. Mm-hmm. And it's a great song. I was coming home yesterday, windows down, that song blaring. Love it. It was so good. A lot of people just know The Chicks for Wide Open Spaces, you know, some of their older stuff.
Oh, don't they do...
Actually, this is an older song, so I don't know why I'm being like...
Yeah, it came out in 2014.
Yeah. It's a great song. Go listen to it. It was written by Rick Rubin, which, in my opinion, everything he touches is magic. Worked with Brandi Carlile, worked with the Avett Brothers, works with a bunch of people.
Wasn't he
honestly
with the Beastie Boys?
Probably. He's an amazing
producer.
I was
watching an interview about it. Yep, he's Def Jam, and he worked with Beastie Boys. Interesting.
Everything he touches is magic. He's an amazing producer. I mean, truly. So, that's my song of the week, and we're going to play a little snippet of it so you can hear it, because we can. So anyways, here is The Long Way Around by The Chicks. Hands on the steering wheel. I've been a long time gone now. Maybe someday, someday I'm gonna settle down. But I've always found my way somehow by taking the long way. Taking the long way around. Taking the long way. Album of the week.
I'm excited to know.
You're going to be mad at me.
Oh, God. No.
No, you're going to be, okay, Alyssa's going to be mad at me,
I think. Oh, that means it's granola.
No, well, no.
I'm ready to know.
So, it's 1965. What album comes out? Rubber Soul, The Beatles.
Oh, I like Rubber Soul.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite album.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like,
what?
Really, The Beatles? Are you kidding
me?
No,
I like Rubber Soul. I like Rubber Soul.
Well, then
that's
never
my
mind.
Favorite. In my life. Great song.
I don't really like Norwegian Wood, though. That's
really?
Oh, really?
I like that one.
No, great album.
It
perfect.
Is a great album. It is 34 minutes and 59 seconds, the entire album.
Perfect.
So it's a nice little listen. You can just sit down and listen. All the members really grew on this album. Mm-hmm. Songwriting, skills playing, all that good stuff. It was a little more serious. It wasn't as lovey-dovey, like more of like what they heard in the mm-hmm. 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the Beatles, but other artists that they were influenced by. And it was a really collaborative album. Everyone really put their whole heart into it. It's kind of a different vibe, too, because this is after they went, right? Wasn't it after they went and spent time in India?
Yeah. Yes.
So the sitar, you've got a lot of those cultural elements.
Gorgeous album.
But yeah, it's a great album. And I mean, Michelle, In My Life, Norwegian Wood, I'm Looking Through You. Like
so
really
great.
Every song on there is really good. So what song should we play for this one?
In My Life.
In My Life.
In My Life,
great
yeah.
Song.
That's what I thought too. And actually, fun fact, John Lennon said that was like one of the first truly good songs he ever wrote.
Aww,
he feels
I love
like that,
that
was one of the most, it was mature, it was a truly great song that he believes
Aww,
was one of his
how
best.
Lovely.
So here is In My Life from the Rubber Soul album by The Beatles.
That went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them.
Fact, I was reading. So you know how we say that we're like the Beatles? So like Lydia's John Lennon, you're George Harrison, I'm Paul McCartney, and Woody's Ringo because he's just kind of there. Found out Paul McCartney is a vegetarian.
Jeez.
John Lennon was the only one that wasn't technically a vegetarian. He went off and on. George Harrison was off and on as a vegetarian too. I think that's such a fun
Wait, that
fact.
Is kind of us.
It's kind of interesting.
That is us. No, like it adds a new depth. Because I was watching The Simpsons, and in it, Paul McCartney is in The Simpsons, and he like is talking to Lisa, and is like, you should be a vegetarian. And she's like, okay.
Did you guys know, money-wise, out of all four of them, Ringo Starr made the most money?
Yeah, because he does nothing.
But even between Paul McCartney, who's also still alive, crazy. That's just crazy to me. So if you look at success, like, he has made the most money.
He's just a drummer.
He's just,
and he's
but he's the luckiest drummer to ever exist.
That is true. Luckiest drummer
That's
to ever exist.
That's what my dad says.
So that was my song and album of the week. Come back next week where you can hear what I'm listening to, and hopefully you find something you like, and if not, that's totally okay.
Ah, love it. Well, I think that's all we have for this amazing Halloween special episode
Hopefully
of...
we have good things.
Late night talking. Yeah, this was a good episode. We talked about some good things, talked about movies we watched, talked about good drama that happened.
This was a good episode?
I think overall, you know, this was a great episode, especially we got some, like, closure when it came to the Hailey Bieber. So I think that's it. Make sure you listen next week. We'll talk about...
We also did not talk about Kanye.
Oh, yeah. Next week, we'll talk about Kanye.
No, we won't.
Nope, we won't talk about Kanye.
It's such a tough subject.
I just remembered that he, like...
The DEFCON 3 thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, he leaked terrible. Where his children go to school.
Terrible. Oh, so
maybe we'll talk about it next week. We don't know. But we'll talk about how our Halloween went. So we'll talk about some fun things. We'll talk about what we did the week. Lydia will have another amazing album song of the week. Peyton will have more fun stories to share with the group on what keeps her up at night.
See you later,
Halloween. See you later. We don't know what else to say.
Goodbye. Bye.